7:33 a.m. I'm delighted to welcome to our newsmaker line a good friend, Jenny Beth Martin, one of the founders of the Tea Party Patriots and now the honorary chairman of the Tea Party Patriots. Known her for a long time. Welcome, Jenny Beth. How are you this morning?
I am great. It's so good to be with you, Michael.
You know, the history of the Tea Party movement, you and I both were involved in the founding of the Tea Party movement way back in 2009. And the first time we met was back, I think, in May of 2009, when you came in from Atlanta, Georgia, and we did a series of programs on the old PJTV in Los Angeles. We were involved in the founding of a movement where on April 15th, 2009, Jenny Beth, 1,000 different rallies to support the principles of the Tea Party movement, which was fiscal responsibility, free markets, and constitutionally limited government. Just at a broad pace here now, 13 years later, how are we doing as a country, Jenny Beth?
Well, I think that when it comes to economic freedom and a debt-free future, we still have so much work to do, and we're seeing the effects of it personally right now because we've got such terrible economic policies coming out of the Biden administration. We see it at the gas pump. We see it in our grocery prices. We see it in every single thing that we are purchasing. But I do think there's reason. The Supreme Court gave us a little bit of reason to have hope that we might be able to rein some of this government overreach, which has created so much government spending, back in when they ruled in favor of West Virginia and against the EPA last week. For those who are not completely familiar with all of the details of this Supreme Court case, because it's not one of the big ones that you may have heard as much about, what Chief Justice Roberts said as he ruled in this decision that was a 6-3 decision, a decision of such magnitude and consequence rests with Congress itself, meaning the decision that the Environmental Protection Agency had created what it called the Clean Power Plan to address climate change. That the decision of such magnitude and consequence rests with Congress itself or an agency acting pursuant to a clear delegation from that representative body. And I think that's important because we have so many unelected bureaucrats working in various government agencies and departments around in the federal government, and they create these plans like the Clean Power Plan that have massive impact economically, financially, from a freedom perspective on businesses and on individuals around the country. And there's no one who can, it's very difficult to hold them accountable because they're not elected. So you can't go vote them out at the ballot box. You don't even know who they are. They're just nameless, faceless bureaucrats. And the Supreme Court is saying when you're making such important decisions, the people have to have a way to check that. The people have to have a way to know who made that decision so we can hold them accountable. The Supreme Court may not have said it exactly in that manner, but me as a voter, that's how I'm interpreting it.
Absolutely correct. And it was, I think, a huge decision, basically, you know, paring back the usurpations of power that the administrative agencies have taken. You know, Congress has the authority under our Constitution to define, you know, what the rules are in various industries. The EPA went beyond authority from Congress, the Supreme Court said, and started making up rules that the Congress did not support, and it was real slapdown of the EPA in a 6-3 decision. And I think it's a harbinger of more good things to come in terms of reining in the administrative state. What's interesting I found about this is it took a very aggressive attorney general in Patrick Morrisey in West Virginia to pursue this. And it gets back to the importance of having a strong attorney general in every state that pursues the 10th Amendment rights of the citizens of the state. Your thoughts on that, Jenny Beth Martin?
Yeah, I think that is exactly right. You have to have a strong attorney general who are willing to defend their state and what their state has the right to do, because that's how our country was founded, and each state has a lot of individual power, but it also creates what we have heard called incubators of freedom, incubators of liberty. You can test new ideas in different states, and one state can try. We see the huge differences between Florida and California, and we see the impacts of those differences, and we see voters going from one state to another because of those differences. And we want that kind of power within each state. And Michael, you know, that first meeting that we had, that's one of the things that you mentioned when we were talking about what are the things that the Tea Party movement is going to stand for. And we decided we weren't taking on social issues like abortion and the life issue, not because they're not worthy of a battle, but because there were other organizations that were already doing those things. But you mentioned something. You said what we ultimately want is for the decision about whether a state's going to be pro-life or not, for that to fall within the state and not at the federal level. And we just saw that happen from the Supreme Court as well. And you were right then, focusing on the rights of the state. That was 13 years ago, and you continue to do that today.
Jenny Beth, tell us what your agenda is for the next foreseeable months. We've got big midterm elections. What are you focused on at Tea Party Patriots?
Our super PAC will be engaging in the general election, working to get out the vote in a few key states. The big thing that we are focusing on for the grassroots level is working on election integrity. We are training people to become poll watchers and poll workers, or workers may be called inspectors of elections or judges of elections or election workers, which whatever your state may call it. We're training people or doing supplemental workshops to the official training that their state may have for that, urging people to be involved and active and watch what is happening as your elections are conducted in your state. And I think it is incredibly important that we do that. In Georgia, we had over 1,500 people engaged in that as poll watchers and over 300 poll workers during our primary. We're helping recruit people in Arizona and Wisconsin who still have primaries coming up. And then in the general election, we'll be involved in those three seats, plus Nevada, Pennsylvania, helping recruit in Michigan, and then in North Carolina.
You know, Jenny Beth, here's some breaking news that you're probably aware of. In Arizona, which passed a very good election integrity law that basically makes it hard for people who aren't citizens to vote, requiring ID. The Department of Justice, you see this? Merrick Garland is suing the state of Arizona because they don't want people who are not citizens to vote. Your thoughts on why the Department of Justice is doing this?
Well, I think the really interesting thing here is that we've been told by the left that this doesn't happen, that only citizens are voting and that non-citizens are not voting. So what's the problem with what Arizona is doing? And why does the Department of Justice need to sue over this if it isn't even happening anyway? I just think that it shows the absolute it shows the contrast between what the Biden administration is doing and what the American people want. Americans want Americans voting, making the decisions that affect our government. That is a right of the citizen in this country. And Americans are okay with voter ID because we want to protect our individual vote. And this administration is allowing a completely open border, not enforcing border laws, and then going against even protecting the right of a citizen to ensure that their vote is not canceled by an improper or illegal vote. They're out of step with America, and the polling shows it. And this is just a continuation of being out of step with America.
Jenny Beth Barton, you've been a good friend for 13 plus years. You've been a great patriot. Thanks so much for everything you've done at Tea Party Patriots, and we wish you well, and good luck in the midterm election efforts of your PAC.
Thank you so much, Michael.
All right. When we come back, that's Jenny Beth Martin, our good friend of Tea Party Patriots. When we come back, it'll be that time again. It'll be time for News Potpourri.